Saturday.
One, two, three, four.
That money mail job. Daily Mail.
What did you have to do?
Hey? Well, it's not for today. You want to run? The one you set up. Hello.
Just a little announcement. If the milkman comes in to claim his money,
he owes us some money.
The milk that was off. Yeah. Yeah, rotten milk. He sold us a couple of pints of rotten milk. The only trouble is Joan has fucking thrown it out.
Well, we just don't pay so much.
Because I'd kept it, like, as evidence.
If you all want evidence, just tell him.
Joan! That's your story, anyway, Nick, for the white deposits at the bottom.
Have you sent that teacher story out, have you?
You mean, are you implying that I'm at a wank?
The swearing teacher.
Well, Richard,
is that any good?
Oh.
Well, do we need a picture of
her? You mean, someone's at wank?
Do we need a picture of her?
I don't know.
I didn't know he was going to go out yet.
Now, when you say that, when they answer, you're going to think about every word you say.
They reckon the trophy never got onto the train. I suppose the point was, there was a real cock-up with Red Star documentation. Basically, they just buy it.
We just lifted the parents' quote shit. You've spoken to her? Oh, it's poor at sports. Yeah, hold on a second. Must be a real pine for the penny. Translating all this into German.
Just gonna have fun with this one. There's about 85 different people involved in it. She kept going, and then Rod, and I was going, "You son?" And she was going, "No, my grandson." He's like, "Oh, shit."
Yeah, it wouldn't be a bad idea.
Like a little clown.
Yeah. So what time do you want to meet tonight then, Rich?
About 8.
What time did you start?
About 7:45.
Because the one is there for when Joe gets there.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a swift one in the cops and then two taxis. Aren't Cal and Mark going with you?
Right. She's the one who's spoke to, so they'll be back.
We've got
contacts about all the dirt.
Well, they might not all meet in the cops.
Well, I've got a contact page on Woodsy himself.
I have to give to a football
guy. There might be one at the Legion.
It's on a drink.
Is it, yeah?
It's in the Raven. Loads of people going there.
You could go in there and earn a fortune, Rich.
Squaddies.
Go in there as a hustler, Rich. Act really thick for 3 games. Put some money down on it. Lose the first 2.
Someone offered me money once on Cox.
Oh god, if I was just taking up the Steve Dyson, I'm dying. Okay, give me
that. You know that booth he offered us 3/4 of an hour ago?
Oh, the Maisley offered it.
Yeah,
so
well,
was I, but then.
I'm not anymore.
He always does that. He says, do you want a brew? Then he goes out.
Yeah, well, I can't help it. I had to pop out then. I thought he was
doing it for 2 miles
around. Somebody's, he's got to go out now to get the Express in the shot.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
he certainly can, he's coming. Hold on a second. Wendy Flynn, Rich. I don't know why, she sounds... rings a bell with me. Education, yeah. Thought it was. I was going to say that, but I didn't want to. Hey? Yeah, I suppose I best bounce it off and see who's interested in trying to get one. I must admit, it did I.
The intro.
Yeah. After that, it goes downhill.
You've told the story, really.
I thought it'd take 3 days before I try and contact you.
She's got to ask me to stay to her teacher at the school. We don't want that. I said, I've got a statement from education teachers. What do they think of that teacher saying, fuck you, that to kids? No, it's a statement from her, we got. I said, yeah, no, but you got a statement from education teachers. No, it's just a statement from her. Yeah, could you get me a statement from education teachers? Oh, well, I don't think so. But could you try, please? Okay.
She didn't sound Irish to me.
She is, yes. Wendy Flynn, I've had that interview. That's Sunday Purgatory.
Hello.
Nick Green.
How come Ed's got his?
What? That's the same day.
According to the radio.
Anything on the front?
Said something about a
crash.
Oh, crap.
Crash chaos or something.
Yes. I thought the mail came on screen
and fixed it. You must have some kind of reciprocal arrangement. He mentions it every so often that they rush him at first.
Yeah. The best piece. Anyway, I spoke to Chris the other day.
Okay, everybody. There you go.
We send that fax loose around. Hold on a second. Saran.
Yeah.
Mark it. Well, they haven't said it is. They've just said we just received a fax from you. So hopefully it will be them. I have to write it straight. It'll have to be a full chat as well because Roger wants to set it exclude. Alright. Sorry, but Roger likes it. Good story. Very good story, that fact.
Not only are they pulling their cars, nevertheless, I'm glad you mentioned it. Just rip that
and I rather hope that the council will take it seriously.
There's an organisation of what's it called? Things to rent out. Timeshare.
Saran.
Timeshare.
Is it them?
Organisation.
Can you give me a number? Hey.
Well, I went down the Soho Road, so there was a traffic jam, and I sort of went down. Went down a road like which I thought was a good shortcut, and they've got a lot of these roads, and they've put like pavements across the end of them with bollards. So I went back, and then there was a traffic jam, and I got stuck because they were unloading a lorry. So I've been basically pissed about.
Like a missionary. Missionary.
Yeah, she's knocked her tail a bit now, hasn't she? She has, as far as pictures are concerned, Rich.
She looks like a... Yeah.
Have you got a number for her?
Yeah.
Different one?
Yeah. They've moved offices. Written
on
the
bottom
of the letter.
Looks like a bloke. Today we did one of the
Prime Minister of Zaire in a spare time. Looks like one of
the
Zaire.
I'll tell you
what,
my mother lived in
that
area.
I'm not sure what you're saying, Steve.
You're being accused of racism.
I'm not mad.
What's
your
favourite
Indian?
Accused of racism.
I've
not
made.
What's your
favourite Indian? Accused of racism.
No, I know what that is.
Did you ever draw her?
No, I didn't.
You said you were going to draw
her
for
me.
No, I wasn't accusing you,
Steve.
Well, typesetter.
Simmer down, Steve.
If you give me the details of the sports orders, Adrian, I'll...
You have missed three, yeah?
I'll draw him.
Okay.
Probably best not to put him out of the orchard until Thursday, Adrian. So... I was just going to score five.
Oh, it's all right for some minutes. Yeah, we've got to take pictures of the teacher. Catch you later. Bye bye. Was awful that one then, forget it. I don't think it does matter in this case.
Didn't matter with that one.
Doesn't sound like it to him.
She doesn't, does she? I was expecting some 40-year-old white, well dressed, you know, conservative woman.
Curtly Ambrose.
She? Curtly Ambrose. The page of speech. Nick just said, please phone Kate as please. Yes, please phone the kids ASAP.
Please call kids. No, Kate. Kids,
there's
caters.
I wonder if you tell the sport that she's a foreign origin.
I found that she's black doesn't matter at all to the story, which is why you can't mention it really.
You know, they're giving me the military police at the school, I tell you, and who are you? Well, I'm Nick.
Scott, you're so right in that. He says off into orbit, but he's like, fuck you, man. Like, seriously, found my black woman. He says, bloody hell. He said, no one's knocking it. Oh, no way. So I have to think what I'm going to do about that.
Picture less players.
No one's getting mad.
No one's bothered.
You're somebody. It's a bit shocking, but it's like, oh, shocking, and you think, well, that's a good idea.
But the fuck you sent me about 12 parts down in the letter, isn't it?
Doesn't matter where it is in the letter.
Tap them into the third one. He's going to edit on the third one, you'll have to create the fourth version.
She's a headmistress, isn't she, Rich? Is it Miss or Ms?
Ms.
How'd you put that in writing?
Ms. She's a Miss. She said to me she was Miss. She might have said Ms, you know.
What's the difference?
Well, Mr. You can't tell whether you're married or not. So the feminist version is this.
Can I put fuck you on a caption, do you think? Let's start, I don't
know.
I suppose I'll just ring Scotty and see if he wants me to approach his son about a picture there. I know, but you know what else? You want, mate? I know, that's what I mean. I went home to phone him. John, it's Gavin. Do you want me to give this picture a miss? It is Elaine Foster, isn't it, Pitch? Hello, mate. Do you want me to give this picture a miss? Alright, spider origin. Yeah. Right, well, I'll give him a shout and let him know. Then it's up to them, innit? Aye, you can see the whites of her eyes. Cheers, mate, bye bye. He says, give him a shout, it's in a strange way, it might help the tale. Good man. Where's the cuts from Nick? Where's the cuts from the
Shall we wait or shall we...
Maybe, yes. And so we do deal with issues when they come along. I will
draft you, which you're quite right, there is a burning fire. In the fire, Mark, fuck up, sir.
So you might just fuck up, like.
No. Anyway, shall we wait?
Yeah. Here we go.
Flat star. Star safe page 2, colour.
It's a bag of shite story though, isn't it really? I mean, what is it? It's just basically a small survey on police examination.
Can I stop you there? I'll put you across to Adrian, my colleague. Hold on. So you're from Southampton? Hold on. So I'm leaving that coast out of Southampton. Can you go to Magistrates Court for us sometime this week?
So magic ring. Some picture, I suppose. Because we're always doing outside broadcasts from half up, don't we? Jenny Woods spends a lot of time with them. Doing outside broadcasts. Okay, Jim? Well, those government cases. What's that? Hold on a minute. We put a tale down to you that John Scott's doing up there. You guys quite like it. Excuse me. It's about a headmistress who got a letter to one of her pupils containing the words "fuck you." Handed out a letter to her pupil that was containing the words "fuck you." She was crusading against foul language at the top girls' school in Birmingham. I remember John Scott's in there, he's at the desk and quite excited about the words. What? I was just letting you know we've got a picture of her. Yeah, and she's not to take a look at the judge. It is, yeah. Oh, yeah, I mean, it's a much nice big headshot. It's like, you know, it's a big headshot of her. It has to be said, she's not a British origin. Rather black. So, there you go, it's not a bad tail. Well, one of those, it doesn't matter which colour she is. Sorry? Yeah, one of those. Elaine Foster. It's 100 girls going in Birmingham, so you do want to find one that is white. It's fucking white. Thank you, mate. Cheers. They dropped the money, so it's alright. Ian, Scarlett Peters. Excuse me, yeah, not so bad, mate, you? Bill Daniels, Red Chage, I think it is, actually, he was doing up a tale from us, your desk lights, about the headmistress crusading against foul language at a top school in Birmingham, sparked a row by handing out a letter to her pupils containing the words, fuck you. We've got a picture of this head teacher, it's a collect picture from the school itself. If you're bothered about it...
I see you've got a picture if you're bothered about it. Okay, don't mate. Cheers, boy. Don't tell me, Ron wasn't in the court.
The bomber was on the phone, so we were in two court kits. She probably take one. He wasn't in
that kit. I must do well out of those courts. He seems to turn up a lot of good tales like that.
Somewhere.
You what, mate? You're there.
Oh, yeah. Wait.
Sorry, Nick, I didn't realise you were there. Express the Star Final.
Is it classic?
Yeah.
For at least another half an hour.
Well, it sounded a good story,
though. I tell you, he's got someone flying up down to him. And he gives him a mention.
Yeah, because he just mentioned the byline Time. So how many fucking tales are you sending out on this?
Sandro, 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 Sandro,
Have you done some football sheets before I get the order?
Okay, give me the results.
Steve's got what?
What one have you got? And I'll write them down, then I'll make a sheet and I'll finish with this.
Well, I've got the Western Morning View.
Yeah.
West Bromby.
Isn't Neil, is it a bit cold in here?
West Bromby.
Exeter tomorrow night. It's the Auto Glass Trophy.
Auto Glass.
Auto Glass Trophy.
Who ordered it?
Ross Taylor.
Yeah. What are they on exclusive?
They want, no, they want 500 wins.
Yeah.
Plus team, plus ref, plus scoring.
Plus team.
Team, ref, and scoring. On the whistle.
Yeah.
The number's 0752.
0752, yeah.
266.
266.
Can you make a note to try and remind me to contact Ron Warren?
Ron.
He's going to have to do that.
Yeah. Steve, what's the one you've got, mate? I'm giving it to Rich.
Oh!
I'm going to still wear
Is that man ringing you back, is he showing you so?
Yeah, when
which is the way it's been done, it has to be said. But we didn't see it like that, and it's one of those things. Looks like Chris said, neither did Scotty, neither did Rob Perkins, neither did Martin Stoats. You know. Whoever's idea it was did very well to. Because everyone saw the evening mail, and everybody got the facts on it, and it sounded a bag of shit.
Well, if you're going to get a settlement through
Yeah. It's a headmistress who's proceeding against foul language at a top girls' school in Birmingham. She sparked a row off by handing out a letter to all her pupils containing the words fuck you. Excuse my language to you. There is, mate. She's not a true English rose. She's a slightly black English rose. So, yeah. But it's not a bad picture of it. It is actually a picture from the school. Yeah, but it's a good one. It's like, you know, professional one. Unfortunately not. We can't get hold of it. We're struggling, rather. Not sure, actually. She looks about 30 in the picture. Is that for me, Tyler? Who is it? Hello, mate. Okie doke, I'm ready to run, so you come through to me now. 021-616-1100. Thanks, mate. Cheers. Hello. Right, Alan, could you do me a favour? Could you phone my colleague Chris Johnson? He's actually in my Liverpool office today. Johnson. Yeah, Chris Johnson. On 051-236-6707. If he's not available, ask for Roger Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H. If you could speak to either of them, because I'm actually just tied up with something else at the moment. My name's Gavin Blythe. I say if you speak to either of them and tell them you've spoken to myself, just tell them what you told me. I'm sure, certainly I'd say yes, but just check with my colleagues and certainly let me know. Okay then, cheers, bye bye. Hello mate, just put your cross, hold on, I'll speak to you again.
Have you got a number for it? No. BBC TV Newsroom. They're making inquiry about the multiple races that have been caught tomorrow.
What?
Elizabeth Seymour.
That'll
be
soon. We'll give you advice as to the nearest to you.
I'm not doing the long answer, I'm going to do the short track. 52 year old, sounds like Irish,
just days before,
No, not yet. Is there a pull around, mate? Thanks. Yeah, I'm just waiting for him to come through for a picture, mate. Yeah, 021. 616. 1100. If you give me about 5 minutes, I've been waiting for about half an hour, but someone else has just come on, so I thought I'd best give you a nudge. Just a one, mate. Yeah. Thanks. See you.